years, the art of music has evolved tremendously. From the heights of ragtime and marching band ballads to today's popular hits, there's a glaring change in how music is being composed, written, and received. The biggest hotbed for change in music started in the 1950s, where musicians became superstars. This new form of music came from basic roots of blues, which could be found in many bars and clubs in the South. The music of plight and tragedy, was sped up and played with an upbeat rhythm, and here emerges rock. From the early 1950s all the way to the 1990s, rock and roll continued to evolve with the time period it was surrounded by. Musicians like Chuck Berry were heavily influences on a skiffle band from Liverpool, which would become the Beatles, who would come to America in 1964. The migration of British musicians opened the gates for more bands to change the music scene, such as bluesy rock band Led Zeppelin. Their hard sound became influences for other hard rock sound, as were the Kinks, who are credited as being one of the first real punk bands. These influences led to bands like the Ramones and the Stooges, which in turn produced Green Day, and so on. Rock bands not only shaped culture, but shaped future music for nearly four decades. Then all of a sudden, rock and roll bands were becoming less and less visible by the growing popularity of rap and R&B, and even the comeback of country. According to figures from iTunes, in 2010, there was a 16% decline in new album sales for rock. No rock album even hit the top 10 list in 2011. That being said, 103 million rock albums sold in this past year. 55%, however, were classics and not new releases. They accounted for 27% of overall sales. Rap could only occur for 13% altogether. To put into perspective the change in music, in 2013, according to iTunes, out of the top 10 albums of all genres, 2 were from rock bands, 7 were from rap and pop, and 1 was a soundtrack album from a movie. And for the tracks, 9 were rap and pop, and 1 were just from a rock band. There's a clear drop in the number of modern rock albums and tracks hitting the networks, and it has led to rock enthusiasts to go back to older bands and even the emergence of cover bands. John Preston, a 16-year-old guitarist from Freehold, New Jersey, is an avid rock listener who plays various instruments and genres. Preston admits that his favorite bands are Led Zeppelin and the Beatles, two bands that stopped producing songs roughly 20 years before his birth. Preston even said his last two concerts have been cover bands of some of his favorite artists. He does hope, however, for the future. John claims to play a few instruments. John, what instruments do you play?
I play guitar, mandolin, piano, bass, ukulele, banjo, theremin, etc.
Do you listen to that are modern, like they play today?
I'd say the most recent bands out there, Green Day, White Stripes, Black Keys.
Now, would you say that rock and roll is on the decline?
I think mainstream radio is on the decline. There are many bands out there that are still playing better than anything we've heard.
Bobby Deitch teaches the history of rock and roll at Ramapo College, and he had this to say about the state of rock and roll.
I think that rock will always live on forever. I think what hurt, you know, just because the major labels are not selling rock doesn't mean that rock music won't live on. I mean, I think what really hurt the rock scene was more or less Napster, people downloading illegally and all that. But I don't see the genre itself as ever fading at all.
relation between, you know, the high frequency of cover bands coming around as instead of new rock music?
I would say no, because, well, it might be a contributing factor, but I think that the reason that, well, you know, people are into covers is because they just, it's just, you know, classic rock is what people, you know, a lot of people just really enjoy it. They just really like those hits from the from that era, from, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, just enjoy, really enjoy that stuff. So it's always a draw. But the rock, the people always seem to enjoy the rock band because we do so many, you know, classic rock covers.
Yeah.
I really like Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
I think that his band is really good. It's kind of got that retro R&B kind of thing going on. But for, you know, I don't know, there's so many bands. I mean, I like Dave Grohl. I like what he's doing with Foo Fighters. You know, if you want to consider them to be current.
House music and rap have taken this generation by storm, very similar to the way rock did in the 1950s and 60s. There are bands still around today, and even more individual artists. Jack White and Gary Clark Jr. are two examples of solo artists who are well respected in the music industry. Rock and roll bands are a seemingly dying breed, but they are not extinct just yet. Music and culture has time and time again proven that its popularity is in the form of a cycle. Hip-hop may be big now, but history has proven that rock will return to the surface and have a large following once again. Old bands will always be remembered, and the debates over Clapton and Page will always be there. But soon new bands will emerge and take back dominance in pop culture. For WRPR News, this is Michael Gill.